Thank you very much, Dhamashalin, and I feel very honored with my Western brothers in the Sangha. I think it's my first experience to speak proper in an audience in the West, though I spoke a couple of times in the West. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Millions of Buddhists in India is precisely because of Dr. Ambedkar's conversion into Buddhism. And he liberated the billions of people from the hell of the caste. But the nature of that liberation is of two levels. One is personal and the other is collective. The personal is more to do with our spiritual transformation, the transforming self. And the collective, because of the society is based on caste and so many ingrained inequalities. And in caste-based inequalities, an individual is not allowed to think as a free human being because that prejudices you carried before your birth. So however good or bright qualities you born in this world, your thoughts are fixed in terms of caste morality, caste-bound duties and caste-bound occupations and so on. So no one could able to think as an individual, as a free, liberated human being. And I think the followers of Dr. Ambedkar couldn't understand the deep spiritual call of liberation that everyone carries a seed of an enlightened mind in him or her as a free, liberated human being. I think everyone shares the sympathy in India, especially, based on the caste sympathy. So the bond of sympathy has a deep cut-down fixed attitude on the basis of caste. And that's what, when after conversion, Dr. Ambedkar was trying to liberate the people through more universal values, more human values, that has not been properly translated after his immediate death. I think here I met Bhante. Here I meet the presence of Bhante in terms of his teaching, in terms of his manifestation of presentation of his Dhamma, in terms of his understanding of transforming an individual and how he can be effective and efficient like Dr. Ambedkar to transform the world around him. Where Bhante played a key role. While I was interviewing him in 2011 in Madhyam Loka, he personally expressed that I see a great possibility at the day when Dr. Ambedkar's death, if people could have really focused that energy, hundreds of Shrotapannas could have emerged out of that great flood of emotions. And I think Bhante played a key role to really orient that energy, and that has a lot of effect on lots of individuals like me. I think I am a product of that process. I am able to focus my energies, my creativities, my intellectual energies, my spiritual imagination and everything, the way Bhante tried to guide those energies. So my connection with Bhante is majorly as a great living legendary of Dr. Ambedkar and the living interpreter of the Dhamma, a very great and good critic of the Dhamma, who time to time always clear the path, whatever the Buddhism was available before us, before Bhante. So I think Bhante, time to time, whenever I read his articles, whenever I listen to his talk, whenever I try to sort of ask about Bhante to Subhuti, I always find myself in much clearer and clearer position in terms of understanding the Dhamma. So his presentation and clarity of Dhamma is more or like a living Margadatta for us, a living path shore for us. That is the great connection I had with Bhante. And second great gift I experienced is the concept of Dhammachari itself. Because his attack of formalism, his attack of dogmatism, even among Buddhist communities, and the way the concept of Dhammachari, especially in India, sort of understood. You have a free life. You can live the way life you want. You can married or unmarried or live or whatever social activism you do. But that all must be or should be founded on the basis of the values of the Dhamma. Very few people, I think, could able to understand. Everyone is inspired on collective liberation. Political, social, economic, intellectual sort of liberation. But no one could really able to translate that deepest call, the deepest potential of all energies can translate it into the basis of the Dhamma, which everyone has a potential to become an enlightened person and not to think in terms of caste-based realities or the caste-based prejudices. So I myself was involved because of that vague energies in my earlier days, working in social, political, education and other organization. And when I attained a retreat in 1988, I immediately understood what this great man is calling for in this chaos energy. So I think that's the Bhante's greatest contribution. He could able to orient millions of individuals and lots of individuals to really focus their energy and transform the world by transforming themselves on the basis of the Dhamma values. And once I heard his recorded talk, and he defines the meaning of Dr. Ambedkar's conversion, that from moving from lower realm of reality to the higher realm of reality, from lower evolution to the higher evolution, which really I took it seriously. Otherwise, everything seems like a social and cultural and outwardly. But very few people could able to connect that deeper call inwardly. So I think that's the greatest insight I got from this great man. And this is my archetypal meeting of Bhante. In next part, just I would like to conclude. I came first time in UK in 2011, and Subhuti arranged my very brief meeting with Bhante in Madhyam Loka. And he said that before you go for his interview, it would be good to say him hello and know him. So that was my first physical appearance of Bhante. And meeting was scheduled, and Vidaruchi was, I think, told me a message that this is the time is allotted to you. And I entered in his room. He was sitting in his chair. And so I was carrying my all these memories from 1988 to 2011 of who is Bhante, his images and talks and readings. And when I saw him physically, it was a positive shock to me. I couldn't really able to sort of match his face and physicality with what archetypal image I was carrying in my mind. So he was just like an old man for me, an ordinary old man who asked me, did you arrive well? Have you had your breakfast? Are you taking care? Is it strange for you? So accommodate yourself well. And I said, yes, Bhante, yes, I am well, and they are taking care of me, and so on. It's a very normal, mundane, materialistic inquiry I got from him. And, well, what else he could ask to me, and what else he could speak to me? So my that ideal archetypal image and this real image was not sort of fixing in my shape of that frame which I was already evolved in last few years. And then I left his room after, I think, 15 to 20 minutes, which was very positive feeling I had, but not really able to articulate what does it mean to me. And I had a questionnaire, and I was just working it out, and they were the very great questions, historically contextualized and philosophically defined and socially relevant and spiritually materialized and things like that. So I couldn't really able to understand what should I ask to Bhante. Just I saw him and he will answer my questions, which I'm carrying since ages in my mind. And then I sort of tried to percolate that experience. And consequently, 3 days, every hour, I had an interview with him, which recently published in last international convention. Subhuti published in Bodh Gaya. So after 3 meetings, the way he responded, the way he tried to give me messages in very limited statements was really great. So in that sense, I find him a fearless man, a very courageous man to produce a critique which will existentially, practically contribute to the ultimate understanding of the concepts. And that's what I found. Bhante is a man with a full of insights. And I think still he has a tremendous energy to share, but time is, let's see how time is allowed him to share that. And in that sense, meeting Bhante before meeting him physically, I could resemble that two images, archetypal and real. And that gave me a very substantial impression deep down in my heart. Yes, he is a man who was I was imagining, and I found him in my course of interaction and so on. So in Bodhgaya, when C.M. Anas and I was with Subhuti at the time of breakfast, before Subhuti delivered his talk on suprapersonal force, on the breakfast we had a discussion about Bhante, and the word I encountered in my mind, the greatest and the gift Bhante has ever given. In the history, people have benefited from the Buddha Kaya, the physical presence of the Buddha in ancient time. After Buddha, people could understand Buddha in terms of his Dhamma, what the teaching he has given in terms of Dhamma Kaya. And the greatest gift in our own time, which we could able to understand what Buddha Kaya and Dhamma Kaya is, the greatest gift Bhante has given is a Sangha Kaya. He gave us a body of Sangha, the great gift of Sangha, where we can meet the Buddha, where we can meet the Dhamma, and where we all can really meet the Bhante himself in the body of Sangha. The Sangha Kaya is the greatest gift for us, and that makes us our life more effective, useful, meaningful, and more than what we are now, and a possibility he shows us what we could be. Thank you very much.